Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The reason why we want to talk about Jason Castro is because he, before the entire nation and the entire world said Jesus Christ is Lord, he stopped and gave up money. He realized he couldn't serve God in money. He gave money up to serve God, and he wanted to get back into the fellowship of the body of Christ, the church. And he openly said this. It was just powerful. So it's not, we're not promoting any kind of program. We're just saying, wow, what a testimony. And now he has a new album out, and we'll be talking about his new album, but it's like, it's Only a Mountain. But I want you to hear this testimony. It's a powerful testimony from CBN when he's being interviewed about this journey. And then we're going to hear personal testimony from Jason himself. We'll be right back.
Well, American Idol has lost some of its luster, but it was a top, top, top show for a number of years. And this gentleman didn't win the contest in American Idol, but he made it to the top four. And fans still remember Jason Castro for his signature dreadlocks. Well, the dreads are now gone, and Jason has disappeared from the pop music scene. So whatever happened to him? Well, Jennifer Wishon went to find out.
Have taken the crown, but fans of American Idol still remember former contestant Jason Castro for his dreadlocks and carefree sound. He scored big on the show, making it all the way to the top four. After leaving Idol in 2008, Castro quickly scored a number one international hit. Then he disappeared from the charts and the pop music scene, leaving fans with questions. What happened? Why the switch to Christian music? And perhaps the biggest question of all,
what's up with his haircut?
Well, you know, it felt like it was time for a change. Once I cut, I was like, oh, this is what it's like to run your fingers through your hair.
But his haircut wasn't the only big change for the 27-year-old. Even with all the fans and fame, loneliness began to take a toll. Although Castro grew up in church, the separation from family developed into a growing separation from God. He also struggled physically with exhaustion. Then came the faith questions.
It started to feel a little meaningless, like, why am I doing this just to, you know, to, I don't know, make a name for myself and make some money. I started to really have a longing to have more, really, God in my life. At that point, I was just felt so detached from a church community. And, you know, I just struggled to stay connected to God on the road through the exhaustion. And I wanted more God in my life. And as a part of that, you know, I was like, I want more God in my music. And I just got to this point that I realized, you know, God doesn't want me to do anything on my own. He wants me to give it all to him and trust him with everything. And you know, it really changed everything for me to kind of let go of everything and realize that, you know, God can take care of it.
This is a story. Are you ready for a story?
Around the same time, Castro became involved with the I Am Second campaign, a popular ministry where Christian celebrities share their personal stories.
This is only a mountain. You don't have to find your way around it. Tell it to move. It'll move. Tell it to fall. It'll fall.
He found new success with the release of his first Christian album, Only a Mountain. Today, Castro tours with some of the biggest names in Christian music, Matthew West, Toby Mac, and the Sidewalk Prophets. But perhaps his greatest accomplishment is as husband and father.
What color are our eyes?
Blue.
Blue. She really changed everything. You know, I didn't know how much she would change it. And more than anything, I want to be here. I want to be a part of her life. I want, you know, her to know that her daddy loves her more than just even in a song. And so, are you saying, you agree with that?
This isn't a story about a young man going to Hollywood and getting lost in the glitz and glamour. Instead, Castro is using Hollywood to share the love of Christ with people around the world. Castro hasn't abandoned his American Idol past. In fact, he uses the platform to give back to others. He spends much of his time overseas working as a spokesperson for the charity Malaria No More and helping with Roma Boots, a nonprofit providing boots to children in need.
When I see these kids in need, I have a deeper connection because I look at them and, you know, and I see my daughter. I see, you know, I remember on the trip, there was one kid that was like the same size as my daughter, and he was in snow. He just had on a little sweatshirt, no pants, and we gave him some rain boots, and now he had some shoes.
That's what I'm here for.
We met up with Jason at home in Dallas, leading a benefit concert for Young Life Capernaum, a ministry that specializes in meeting the social, physical, and spiritual needs of young people with special needs. While in Texas, he also leads worship and volunteers with his wife, Mandy, in the marriage ministry at their church.
Our great Redeemer, glorious Savior, your name is higher than the rising sun.
And when not on tour, there's always music in the Castro house.
You shine forever.
Brother Michael and Sister Jackie have strong followings with solo careers of their own. So is there a chance for a Castro family album?
Take it away.
Take it away.
Yeah, you know.
We'll have to wait and see. And as for the future.
I don't know what the future holds for Jason, but there will always be music.
In TV, we say stand by.
TV, we say stand by.
Jennifer Wishon, CBN News, Dallas.
Nice guy. I'm sure you missed the dreadlocks, though.
Wow, it's just so amazing to see that testimony. And we're going to have more in just a moment. But understand, his album is Only a Mountain. And you can get it at Amazon.com at this moment from iTunes. Let's support him.
Yeah.
And that's why we're talking about him today, because he stood up for God. And we're believing God for the entertainment mountain, the media mountain, mm-hmm. and all these different right. mountains. And it's like, he's standing up.
That's
he
right.
said, you know, God is what's most important. And he gave up a lot of fame and he gave up a lot of money for the greatest wealth of all, personal relationship with Jesus Christ and eternity. Just so proud of him as a young man of God, yeah. husband, father, and his willingness to lay everything down and his ability to discern the direction that he was going in was leading to emptiness.
Yeah.
And he had to find God, as you just heard. Well, what we have for you next, and don't forget his new album, you got to get it. His first album is Only a Mountain. As a Christian, he's just dedicating all of his gifts and talents, just like God wants us to the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And one way we can say, other than to say, that's great, we can actually go buy his album.
That's right.
Go buy his album and let him know with I think it's only like $10 or something, but let just says something. It says that you made a good choice and we stand with you. And his testimony, and again, you can see it and you can find out more about it on the torch at vfntv.com, but Only a Mountain by Jason Castro. But here is Jason's testimony. This is it's so close up. We had to do some things to make sure that it was. But anyway, this is his testimony of him sharing about his journey. How did he get here? Because you'll see so many parents are wondering, you know, I'm trying to raise my child right. I'm trying to raise them in the ways of God. And it seems like the world's pulling on them. Does it make a difference? And he's talking about the impact of his family and his, you know, speaking God into his life as a young man. And even though he took this journey that he was going on, that because they raised him up in the way he should go, that turn took place. Matter of fact, listen up, Jason Castro.
I'd like to share my story here tonight because, you know, a lot of you guys probably saw me on American Idol, and it's real easy to see somebody at their shining moment and just be like, man, I wish I could be there. I want to be there someday. And I know we've got a lot of dreamers here tonight and a lot of aspiring artists. So I want to share my story because I hope it will inspire you and encourage you to seek your art, but more importantly, to seek God above all things and to never forsake that in light of the art. Because, I'll just start. So I grew up in a Christian home. I feel very thankful to have grown up with a family that God was at the very middle of it. And, you know, we always read the Bible at night. We prayed about things. I just really saw my parents love God. And that blessed me so much, you know. And as I grew older, around 17 or so, my faith started to become my own. I realized, you know, I've grown up in church. I've believed in God all my life. I know Jesus died for me and saved me from my sin, but I didn't really realize the implications of that until, you know, I started growing up and I started realizing, oh, this sin is an ugly thing and I'm doing it. Well, you know, what does this mean? And so around 17, I started taking God at his word and believing that it was life-giving and that it could transform my life. And so as I started on that journey, around the same time, I was really into music, playing drums. I actually grew up playing drums. I didn't start playing guitar or singing until college. So I grew up playing drums, played a lot with my dad in church. He played guitar and sang, hence the reason I didn't. And he sang as well as my five uncles. They all played guitar and sang, so I wanted to be different. I played the drums. And I loved it, still do. But, you know, around 16 or so, I got in my first serious band, and it just really started taking off. Things started moving. We got a manager. I was flown out to L.A. for a showcase when I was 18, and talking to these big labels, and it was just my dream. I was like, man, it's so close. It's within reach. And I was doing it with godly guys. And, you know, I just loved every minute of it. But at the same time, I also got into college. And I was fortunate to get a few scholarships and financial aid. And in my head, I kind of went to school because it was free and I didn't have to get a job. You know, get free money, I wouldn't have to work. I could spend all my time playing music. And about one semester in, I realized that wasn't going to work when I got pretty bad grades. And on my first round of tests, I remember I got back like 20s and 30s, and I freaked out. I was like, oh, this isn't like high school. I think I'm going to have to study and go to class. And so, you know, after that first year, I'd been doing a lot with the band, spent more time away from school than I did there. And God was just doing a lot in my life at that time. You know, I was just really seeking and not sure which way to go. Confused with, you know, I had these desires in my heart, but at the same time, there's kind of a lot of negative things attached to it and some compromise happening. And I just, at the end of that first year of college, I realized, you know what, there's no way God's going to ever bless me if I'm squandering what he's already given me. You know, and I hadn't realized it at first, but, you know, I just was throwing this school out the window. I'd lost a scholarship and went home, and my dad's just like, what are you doing? And I don't know, I just want to be in a band. You know, and well, actually, we had that conversation for about 2 years leading up to this. And I eventually was like, you know, maybe my dad's onto something. And maybe God's speaking to my heart. You know, maybe I do need to not quit music, but I need to be a good steward with what he's given me and where he's put me. And so it was probably the toughest decision of my life to date to quit this band. But I decided, you know, actually a week before school started, to, you know, just say, guys, you know what, I need some time off, I need to walk away. And that was a really hard thing because in my mind, I felt like I'm young, things are rolling, it's now or never, I gotta give it my all. So it was just hard, you know, I felt like it was so close. It was, you know, we shed tears, I went back to school. With no friends. I went to Texas A&M, which is great. Yeah. Great school, but not exactly, you know, the kind of place where a guy like me fits in. So I show back up my second year of college, missing out on all the freshman activities because I was in a band. And just like, oh, where do I start? You know, it was really the toughest year of my life, I always say. You know, you think, oh, he's following God, it's gonna be good. It was the worst year of my life. The loneliest year of my life. There was nights I spent crying in my room, just praying, reading, being like, God, what am I doing? What are we doing here? Please guide me. And you know, but out of that year, the biggest thing, you know, I did everything I could. I got into Bible studies. I went on a mission trip during spring break because now things had shifted. Music wasn't the main thing. Above music, I wanted to be the man God wanted me to be. I wanted to learn how to be a man of character and just put him above before anything else. Amen. And so, you know, the way the story goes, American Idol came to my hometown. That year is when I started playing guitar and singing because I didn't have a band. And you don't really make friends with a drum set in the dorm rooms. So I started playing by myself. And You know, just kind of, actually, because I had no friends, I was watching TV, I was watching American Idol that season. I was like, you know, that'd be something cool to do as a singer, trying all these different genres and the challenge of that. And so it came to my hometown, and I was like, you know what, let's give it a shot. I'd only performed in public about 5 times to that first audition, and, you know, coming out of the rock scene here, I didn't really tell any of my friends, you know, I was trying out for American Idol. That's, you know, such a sellout, you know? So I had to wear this bracelet all weekend, and I covered it with a bunch of other bracelets, so no one would know. And honestly, I didn't know if I could sing. You know, a couple of my friends told me I could, but I didn't know what that meant, so I really didn't know how far I was gonna make it. And you know, as things got rolling, it was just crazy, you know? Every step of the way, I was like, man, I don't know what I'm doing, I don't know if it's gonna work, and then made it through another round. I was like, okay, God, whatever you say, I'll keep walking this way. And you know, and since American Idol, it's an amazing experience, a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And you know, I'd say the biggest blessings have come since then, you know, between getting married and having a daughter. She's 20 months now. You know, and I do attribute all the good things in my life to God and to the obedience, you know. Actually, a little side note, my wife was actually one of the turning points for me quitting the band. I hung out with her the night before she went back to college for the first time ever alone, and just talking with her, I realized, man, this is a godly woman. How am I gonna end up with her? You know, and that was one of the things that really put things in perspective, and you know, I'm just so happy to say that she married me, and it was fun. But anyways, all that to say, dream big, put God before, you know, you never know what his plans are. And in my story, what I declare is just that, you know, I had these dreams of music, dreams God put in my heart, but when they became above God, my life was a mess. And when I put God at the front, not knowing where I was going, feeling like I had just given up my dreams, God brought it back bigger than I could have ever imagined. So that's my testimony tonight. And yeah.
Just powerful, powerful wow. Testimony. Make sure you get his new album, Only a Mountain. Well, here, Jason Castro, powerful testimony. Mm. Is that not powerful?
Yeah, that was awesome.
I mean, it's so powerful. He realized that God had given him this talent. He was raised in God, you know, and he got to a certain age, you realize this is real, sin's real, it's in my life, I gotta deal with the sin issue. And then all of a sudden he started taking the talents that God had given him and was raising them above his relationship with God.
Yeah.
And then he finally had to lay that God back down and pick God back up in his life again. And he said that was a broken time in his life. And it was in Denton, Texas, the university in Denton, Texas. We're really familiar with Denton.
Yes.
Matter of fact, they're having storm alerts and warnings even today. Pray for Denton. I mean, the storm is there like every day.
Wow. Ruthless.
Highway 35, that main artery coming down into Dallas. But big shout out to all of our listeners in Dallas up there. That and his testimony is that all of a sudden when he begins to pray and cry out to God, then all of a sudden this opportunity comes. But what this opportunity does, it takes him all the way to a place to reveal to him, wait a minute. I didn't need the world.
Wow.
I didn't need American Idol. I didn't need this I want to be in a band thing. I just need God and me. That's all I need. He began to sing to God like David did when he was in the wilderness. You think about it.
Yeah.
And he realized, wait a minute, God and me is a majority.
Mm-hmm.
I can do this. I'll leave everything. He left everything. He left all that opportunity, money and everything because he wanted God. And look what's happening now. You got to get his album. You know, you want to vote for somebody, vote for Jason Castro by buying his album and saying, this is an amazing journey. We appreciate your decision. You are, and this is, I forget this young lady that a lot of kids like her. She's growing up, probably in her 20s now. She dated Tebow for a while. She's a singer. I don't know what her name is, but she said this, and we had her part of her, what she said on the program once. She writes a lot of songs, you know, for young people and this type of thing. She writes all of her own songs. But she says, the artists of today are raising the children for tomorrow. I mean, their lyrics and things that they write. And when you see somebody like Jason said, at his age doing that, he's saying, I want to impact the next generation with the entertainment mountain, with the music mountain, with worship. And it's just a powerful, powerful thing. Take a look at this. This is Jason Upton. This is not Jason Upton. This is Jason Castro singing You Are.
Thank you. something to never give up. You are the one, you are the one. Looking for purpose in all of the pain. Looking for someone to hold in the rain. You are the one, you are the one. You are life, more beautiful. You are love, more powerful. You are the light that always shines. You are the one. You came in my darkness, you came in my night. You came without warning, you came to my side. You are the one, you are the one. And there's no before you, there's no too late. There's no without you, there's only today. You are the one, you are the one. You are.
You're listening to Jason Castro, his new album, Only a Mountain. When you think about that, you know, the Word of God tells us that when you have a mountain, you're facing this mountain, just shout at that mountain, grace. Mm-hmm. And you think about all the mountains and his testimony that he had faced, and God moved. And one of those big mountains, of course, is Miriam Ibrahim mm-hmm. being released today from the Sudanese prison.
Yeah.
It's a powerful thing.
Huge.
Huge. Totally, totally huge. And by the way, I was saying, you know, that this particular girl dated Tim Tebow. That actually is a rumor. It's not true.
Mm-hmm.
A joke or something like that nature. But it was Taylor Swift. And she made the comments early on in her career. She's won quite a few awards. That the artists are basically raising the next this generation because they listen to their music. So whatever you write, and she writes these lyrics. And so when you see somebody like Jason, I always want to, Upton wants to come out, Castro come out. It's like, my goodness, you are speaking into the lives of this generation. Mm-hmm. And we just say, thank you, Jason. Thank you for your turn. Your turn, you turn this way and the way that's already in your heart.
Yeah.
And you've blessed us, and we want to bless you. And we just say, all of our listening and viewing audience, take the time to go to iTunes. Take the time to go to Amazon.com or your local store, and you can see the CD on your television right now. You can see the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com, and just get it. That's a way to say thank you. And also, by the way, you can like them on Facebook. We'll have that available to you on the post today. Go to VFNTV.com, look at the Torch, and look for the Jason Castro post, and you can actually find his Facebook there. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.